It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we talk property news 7 days a week as heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. And a brand new month. Yeah, the first day of May as we track through the real estate landscape together for 2024. And good morning if you are in Melbourne today. Perhaps you are in the car driving to work because we know that we've got a large drive time traffic there. And that is the great thing about podcasts. You know, you can treat us like a radio station. Bluetooth these days makes it very, very easy to use your car stereo speakers. And I see the Melbourne housing market is experiencing a little bit of a unique trend as the average price of standalone houses dips below Sydney, marking a 20-year low. One factor the commentators are talking about, it could be the surplus of housing stock available for sale, especially compared to cities like Brisbane and Adelaide. Additionally, while investor demand remains decent in Adelaide and Brisbane, owner-occupier demand is relatively subdued nationwide. And the changes in household demographics, particularly a decline in the number of people per household during COVID, they say may be influencing demand dynamics. I thought that that was interesting to cover off this morning. And we are in Melbourne for the first day of May and throwing a spotlight this morning on Armidale. Have you been to the suburb? I see that Toorak is its neighbour. Armidale is known for its architecture and provides a luxury lifestyle with trendy antique shops and art galleries. So joining us once again, we have Antoinette Nido from RT Edgar. And good morning to you, Antoinette. First day, eh? First day of May today.
Good morning, Craig. It sure is. So hurtling into winter, which is a very nice season in Melbourne. I think Melbourne comes alive in autumn and each season has its beauty.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're hurtling towards winter. So yeah, Armidale, we are going to find out about the dollar side of the suburb in just a moment in terms of the median pricing. But first off, for those listeners contemplating buying in Armidale, what is the offering for people to enjoy about this Melbourne exclusive area?
Look, I think it's a very vibrant suburb. The demographic really reflects what it has to offer. So a fabulous shopping strip. So High Street Armidale has really taken over from Chapel Street in South Yarra and Paran. And most of the really good boutiques have been priced out of Chapel Street, which traditionally was the fashion strip in Melbourne. And you've got this thriving fashion hub in High Street Armidale, and that's attracted a lot of vibrancy, great cafes, you know, great activities. And it's quite different to Toorak in Malvern that you've got young families. It's a great suburb to live for young families. So a fun fact about Armidale is that Toorak Station is actually located in Armidale in the Beattie Village, which is one of my favourite spots to have a glass of wine or a coffee. Fabulous spot there. And there's also an Armidale station, which is a 12-minute ride into Flinders Street in the city.
All right, so there you go, just 12 minutes into the city. And that's pretty important these days for workers not caught up in these long commute times to the CBD. We'll come back in just a moment. We'll continue our spotlight on Armidale. And next, we're going to have a look at the median house price and break down some of those important numbers. We'll do that after this.
Every morning from 6 a.m., we bring you the latest real estate news with diverse perspectives from leading industry experts. We deliver the most property podcasts across Australia every week.
Well, here's something to think about. Why are homeowners opting for black roofs? Well, many choose them without considering their heat impact. In fact, an interesting report on the ABC yesterday was talking about the cost factor, and one participant saved $15,000 by using mass-produced black tiles, while some, on the other hand, simply prefer the modern aesthetic for their home. Now, the problem with this is that black roofs are raising roof cavity temperatures by up to 10 degrees Celsius compared to lighter roofs. And how much more expensive, I hear you say? Well, the experts estimate an extra $700 in annual electricity costs for cooling dark-roofed homes. So forget about the black roof, forget about the aesthetic, otherwise you're going to be baking on the inside.
Every morning from 6 a.m. across Australia, we deliver you the latest property news, commentary and predictions from Perth to Cairns and from Melbourne to Brisbane, 7 days a week, only on The Real Estate Podcast.
And it is a Real Estate Wednesday across Australia. We are in Melbourne this morning talking to Antoinette Nido from RT Edgar. And we're having a look at Armidale. Is it a location that perhaps might be piquing your interest? Well, we're going to right now have a look at the median house price. And let's break all of that down with some of those important numbers, Antoinette, for the listeners.
So the median house price as at March 2024 was around 2.5 million, and that compares to about 5.5 million for Toorak. So you're getting much better value in Armidale than Toorak, and hence that's why it's been very popular with, say, some of my clients will be buying homes for their children in Armidale because you get more value, a larger land size, and more for your money than you do in, say, Toorak. Also, Armidale has had very good growth, so up 5.5% in the last 12 months. And it's got beautiful tree-lined streets, pretty homes, a lot of Victorian and Edwardians, and some beautiful streets like, you know, Hampton Street, Armidale. And that's got, holds currently the suburb record, was for number 52 Hampton Road, Armidale, a magnificent Victorian home on a very large parcel of land. And that's sold for $26.5 million about 2 years ago in June 2022. So it certainly packs a punch in terms of the quality offering of real estate.
Okay, so there's a bit of a dollar value in Hampton Road there in Armidale. What about the makeup of the population? Sometimes people can move into areas and they don't really take a look at the population demographic breakdown. And the demo really does paint a bit of a story. So how does the paint look in terms of demographic for Armidale?
I think if you're comparing it to, say, South Yarra and Toorak, Armidale is a younger demographic, and it's particular a young family demographic because, as we said earlier, it offers value buying compared to the more expensive suburbs of South Yarra and Toorak. So if you're a young family, you have got the opportunity to buy a three-bedroom home on a reasonable parcel of land with parking for around that sort of, you know, 2 to 4 million. So for example, a four-bedroom home in Armidale will cost you around 4.3 million compared to in Toorak, a four-bedroom home is going to be costing you $6.5 million or more. So quite the value buying. And that's reflected then that you've got young professionals and young families buying in the area. And as I said before, a lot of my clients from Toorak are helping their children buy homes in this area.
And just picking up on your point there about people looking at Armidale because perhaps Toorak is just outside of the price range, if you have a look at what's been happening, particularly in Toorak since COVID and the way the prices have escalated, how many of those sort of clients have you come across where they've said, gee, I'd love to move into Toorak, but suddenly Armidale is looking that much more attractive because I can afford it?
Certainly that is a trend that I'm seeing on the ground, particularly with young families. They're saying, well, if I have $6 or $7 million, I'm going to get something really good in Armidale, four bedrooms, pool. They're going to get a lot more bang for their buck in Armidale compared to Toorak.
And what has actually grown more? Has it been Armidale keeping up in terms of those price adjustments with Toorak, or has Toorak sort of sailed off into the sunset when you compare the two?
It is a good question. So Toorak is really in a league of its own in terms of its growth. If you have a look at the median house price in the last 12 months, based on the statistics, they're fairly much on a par. But if you drill down, the prices, particularly in the 10 million plus price bracket in Toorak, has really gone ahead in leaps and bounds, more than Armidale or Malvern.
All right, so that gives us a little bit of a breakdown, a little bit of a story on Armidale this morning with Antoinette Nido. She is right across these suburbs, especially Toorak. Antoinette, thank you for that, and enjoy your first day of May on this Wednesday morning.
Thanks, Craig. Same to you.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights. Ready to step up your property knowledge? Access powerful insights with us.
So in terms of the way the industry is regulated, perhaps first off, Veronica, talk to that for our real estate audience so that we can better understand some of the processes in place.
Yes, it's become a bit fashionable to become a buyer's agent. And, you know, it's good on one hand, but it's actually could be quite diabolical for consumers on another. And why I say that is because our regulators and the licensing regime hasn't seemed to have cottoned on to the risks associated to consumers with working with buyer's agents that aren't that experienced or don't have that greater depth of knowledge. Some jurisdictions require zero work experience. You can just basically get licensed, get a diploma and bang, set up shop, and you've never worked a day in real estate in your life and all of a sudden you're a buyer's agent.
Don't forget to subscribe. We have hundreds of episodes, all designed to help you better understand the constantly evolving and dynamically changing real estate property market. We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.